You are listening to WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord. This is Reverend Gloria Ross again from New Life Assembly of God, and we are located at 774 North of Hollow Boulevard, and that's in Melbourne, Florida. Our telephone number where you can reach us is 321-255-6999. And I always say this every time. Remember, if you do not have a home church, our doors open every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. sharp. We are the church in the city with the city in its heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we have Pastor Ross and Evangelist Copeland here to minister the word of God.
Well, we praise the Lord once again out there in Radio Land. We thank God for his grace and his mercy, his love, compassion, and everything that he has that he has blessed us with. We give him all the praise, the honor, and the glory.
Amen.
Oh, glorify the Lord. Give him all the glory.
Yes.
He's good, and his love and mercy endureth forever. We thank him for this opportunity, this morning, at this hour, in this place, that we can praise him. We thank him for the honor that he has blessed us all with, allowing us the opportunity just to speak into the hearings of those that have tuned into the broadcast. We ask the Lord's will to be done today. I want to pray for my faith partners and radio listeners out there.
Yes.
Even those that do not know him. I want the Lord to touch and to heal today, because there are many people that are suffering from sickness and disease, grief and sorrow, whatever the problems are this very moment. I just want to pray for you and ask the Lord's blessing, healing power.
Amen.
To touch you. Father God, once again, in the precious name of Jesus,
yes,
we ask, Lord God, that you would touch the bereaved, the sick.
Yes.
Those, Lord, that do not know you. Those that are in hospitals that need healing in their bodies. Whatever yes. It may be, Lord, you know all about it. I ask that you would touch them and save the sinner.
Yes,
Father. And continue to bless the saints. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Today, praise God, we want to talk about the Christian life.
Yes.
A person that is a child of God, that say that they know the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they are standing on the rock and holding up the bloodstained banner.
Amen.
We want to talk about the lifestyle that one should be living as a child of God. Many people, words does not match the walk that they are talking. The walk and their talk.
Yes.
We know that folks that say that they are this, that, and the other, which none of us behind this microphone have the right to judge anyone, but God does the judging. He is the one that holds all things in his hands.
Amen.
And there's none that are sitting beside him, giving him any counsel. He counsels all things. He does all things after the counsel of his own will.
Amen.
But we have to pray for our brothers and sisters and those that are caught up in whatever problems that they may have. The Bible tells us that when one hurt, we all hurt.
Yes.
And when one rejoiced, we all rejoice.
Yes,
so we just want to thank the Lord for the brothers and sisters in Christ. And not only that, but those that are coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't know when, but God knows the timing.
Amen.
And everything is in his hands. So we want to talk today about the Christian life, and we want to look at Titus, the second chapter, and in verse 11, we want to look at what's happening in a child of God's life, because the subject that I want to speak on today is the Christian life.
Amen.
There's grace, and thank God for his grace.
Amen. Amen.
Without his grace, I don't know where we would be, because none of us deserves anything that we have.
Amen.
We don't deserve to go to heaven, but because of the grace of God,
praise him,
and the opportunity that he's given us, that we would be able to receive grace.
Yes, man.
Who is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and be able to come into God's kingdom. He loves us.
Yes, he does.
God never judged us according to our sins. Thank God, Jesus, for his grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
And everyone today that are out there in Radio Land, let me tell you something. If you stop for a moment and just think of all of the shortcomings that you have, and don't feel that you are worthy of anything. God owes us nothing. I want to say that again. God owes us nothing.
Nothing, Pastor.
We owe God.
Yes, we
do. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And I thank God for his grace and mercy.
Yes.
Apostle Paul, writing to Titus, Paul is telling Titus, if we look at the beginning, in Titus, he is speaking about a lot of things, the aged women and the men and so forth. But I looked at this subject in the second chapter of Titus 2 there, where it says that for the grace of God, other words, the unmerited, the goodness of God that's given to undeserving people. We don't deserve what we have.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
But because of God's grace, I am what I am.
Yes.
And I'm where he wants me to be. So, the Bible tells us that for the grace of God that bringeth salvation.
Yes.
See, this is what we're talking about.
Amen.
Here. Salvation, the grace of God that brings salvation. He never said that the work of God that brings salvation. He said the grace.
That's what he said, Pastor.
The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. To all men.
All men.
Isn't that something?
Yes, Pastor.
And that grace was the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Hanging there on Calvary's cross. And salvation came to us all through having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And what he has done for us on Calvary's cross. You may be sitting in your home. You may be in your automobile. Wherever you are, just think for a moment. You may not have received the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. But I want to tell you that thank God for his grace. What we have, we do not deserve.
Amen.
But it's because of the unmerited favor of God, the goodness of God that bringeth salvation to all men.
Yes, all men, Pastor.
And this grace teaches us something as children of God. This is what teaches us this grace. You see, we don't judge folks. We should not be judging anyone, because we all were in the same condition.
Amen.
But thank God,
amen,
for his grace and his mercy. Glory to God. I'm going to ask the panel here this morning that when we look at the grace of God, and see God's goodness given to us, something that we don't deserve.
Amen.
We cannot walk around with our head and nose looking down on people and saying, well, I made it. I've done it all.
Yes.
No, it's only because of the grace of God.
Amen.
Grace teaches us.
Amen.
And this is the Christian life that we should live. Grace teaches us. So Minister Gloria, thank God for you and Evangelist Copeland. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because
you too, Pastor.
Listen, grace is sitting here in the midst of us all.
Amen. Mercy too, Pastor.
My God, my God. This is why we cannot look down on our nose against folks. I don't care what kind of condition that they're in. God's grace is still present.
Amen.
It is the goodness of God that's given to undeserving people.
That's correct.
And this
Pastor.
Grace teaches us something.
Undeserving folk.
We don't deserve anything, Evangelist.
We don't, Pastor.
We can't walk around with our head hanging high and saying, well, I've done it all. I've made it now. And look back at other folks and say, well, they're doomed for hell. No, we cannot say nothing like that.
They might make it in the kingdom and you be left out.
Oh, my God. It's grace.
It's grace, Pastor.
And what did Paul was telling? You know, it's amazing how Apostle Paul was explaining this to Titus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, he spoke of a number of things. Like I said before, he spoke about the aged women and the men and,
yes,
you know,
yes,
and all of that. Mm-hmm. But when it boiled itself down, it said, well, wait a minute. There's grace for us all. Mm-hmm. Grace for us all. And the Christian life should be a life of grace.
Amen.
I want to say that again, a life of grace. We walk around and we have our shoulders pointed and we feel that because somebody else is stuck in a miry muck that we can just pass judgment on them and keep going. But let me tell you something out there in Radio Land. The grace of God that bringeth salvation,
amen,
has appeared to us all. We all have grace. And Jesus is the grace of God.
Praise God.
He was given to us.
Yes, he was, Pastor.
We don't deserve it, but he came for us. Praise God.
He sure did, Pastor.
My Lord, I tell you, I just think about all of the things that people are doing, and we criticize, and we downtrodden, we
yes.
complain about all things, but grace is still there. I said grace is
yes,
still
it is,
there.
Pastor. God never, his mercy and his grace, Pastor. Jesus see beyond our faults, but he see our need. We need the King.
Praise God. Now, Paul is telling Apostle Paul, let me address him
yes.
as such.
Messenger, special messenger.
He is saying that to his Titus, is one of his spiritual son,
mm-hmm.
Timothy and Titus and all of those were they've but Paul is telling us, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men.
Amen.
Now, or to all men. All men.
Yes.
Now let's look at this thing so we can kind of use the proper exegetical approach to this scripture here. Now, as a child of God, grace should be the foremost attitude that we have as a child of God.
Amen.
We should not look at people that have not come to the knowledge of how important this grace is. If grace has appeared to all men, that means that those that are living ungodly and doing things that are not right, grace is still there.
Yes,
hallelujah.
It is. Can't go nowhere, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Grace is still there.
Amen.
Can catch him at any
hey,
time.
Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
Grace is still there.
Grace is still
Thank
there.
Thank God for his grace.
Mm-hmm.
But as a child of God, the Christian life is grace teaches us something.
Go ahead, Pastor. It does.
And we need to know what those things are that grace teaches us. Minister Glory, can you tell us what grace teaches?
It's that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts.
Mm-hmm.
We should live soberly,
mm-hmm.
righteously,
mm-hmm.
and godly in this present world.
Yes.
Oh, my God. To deny ungodliness and worldly lusts.
Yes.
Ungodly things. Things that that the world is doing, which they have grace, but they have not known what grace represent and who grace is. But denying ungodly things and worldly lusts. These are these insatiable desires that folks are saying, well, I'm a child of God. Oh, I feel like I'm getting ready to preach here.
Go ahead,
this is not what is supposed to be done here. We want to teach this thing here so that everybody, glory to God, will hear what we're talking about. Praise God. I know that we get excited when we start talking about grace. At least I do, because
Amen.
Every step that I take, I look back and I say, my God. Thank
yes,
God for his grace.
Amen. Where he brought us from.
Hallelujah.
Where he brought us from. Grace brought us from that, Pastor.
Amen. Praise God. So ungodliness and worldly lust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the insatiable desire that folks that are saying they are children of God and grace should be the forte of us all. And what is happening is that we still have a worldly lust. We're still lusting after the things of the world.
Yes,
and we're still saying, well, we're Christian and the life that we love. But Paul is telling us here, and we need to understand what the scripture says, because, you know, Minister Gloria, mm-hmm. if you look at, 1 John 2 and verse 15, it says, this thing here is telling us that, folks, we are to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. We are not to love this world. This is this world is not our home.
Amen. Love not the world.
Our home is in heaven. That's what's going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what is John says about this thing? We're going to come back to Titus, because there's so much in here to unpack until it cannot be done in the first half an hour. But
Amen.
We want to do as much as we can. Praise God.
He says, love not the world.
Yes.
Neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Amen.
For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh,
mm-hmm.
the lust of the eyes,
mm-hmm.
and the pride of life,
mm-hmm.
is not of the Father, but is of the world.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we look at God's grace and thank him, praise God, for his grace.
Amen.
The goodness of God that's given to undeserving people. We make mistakes. We are not perfect. God knows that. And you know it as well, because if you was perfect, you wouldn't be here on this planet. You would
Amen.
Be there with the Father. Because there's only one that was perfect that walked this earth. And his name was Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So grace is teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust and to live soberly and righteously in this present world. Is that right? That's what the
scripture
tells us.
Says.
Glory to God. But now grace teaches us more than just denying ungodliness and worldly lust. There's something else that grace teaches me, glory to God, as a child of God, that I got to look for somebody. I want to not just talk about this grace, because grace was there on the cross of Calvary.
Yes.
Praise God. But grace said that he's coming back. Amen.
Amen.
Is that what he said?
That's
grace
what
said that. Paul didn't mention it here, but grace is coming back.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. I say grace is coming back.
Amen.
Praise God. And he's coming back, but this time when he comes back, what is it that he's looking at? Somebody look at Hebrews 9 and verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to look at this thing. I'm pulling from one place to another, but with the help
good,
of the
man.
Holy Spirit, I know
that's
that
good.
God is leading me to do it. Praise God. Hebrews 9 and verse 27. Praise
mm-hmm.
God.
Oh, yep.
Grace is coming back. And while y'all looking for that, I just want to quote St. John, the 14th chapter. Praise
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you will be also. Well, I want to be where the I am.
Amen.
Is. Glory
praise
to
God.
Amen. Amen. I want to be where grace is. Glory to God.
Amen.
I shut my mouth when I see things that I don't like in the flesh. But I want to tell you, God's grace is sufficient.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I said God's grace, is sufficient. I remember in 2 Corinthians 12 when Paul was being battered. It was a thorn in his flesh, but he was being tormented by a demon spirit. Everywhere he went, they were bothering him. But I want to tell you, God, he prayed three times, and God told him what?
His grace.
Hallelujah. I said, my Lord Jesus. My grace is sufficient for you.
Amen.
When I'm weak, then I'm strong. But let me tell you, I don't want to offset this here. Praise God. I do this preaching in the church. But let's look at what this thing is saying here. So now, we are looking for grace.
Yes.
You want to read the next verse there? Evangelist, Minister of Glory?
Well, I know Hebrews 10:27 you mentioned. Hebrews 9 and 27, sorry. As it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment.
Yeah.
Then now let's look at the 28th verse there. Praise.
So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him, shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation?
Praise God, praise God. That was in Hebrew there, and it's amazing I how that was incorporated in what I'm talking about here.
Yes.
But I thank God for His grace. Grace is for us all. Praise the Lord. And we just need to look at that and thank God for His grace and His mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go back into the Titus there because.
Okay. Looking for that blessed hope. Hallelujah.
That woman.
And the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord. Well, grace is coming back.
Yes.
And he said he's coming back. And what it is that we know, evangelists, you know that in First Thessalonians 4 and verse 16 through 18, this is grace coming back.
That's
praise
right.
the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I said, grace is coming back. It's talking about the rapture of the church or the resurrection, whichever one we want to look at, because the resurrection and the rapture is the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I pray that we that are walking as a Christian, praise the Lord, and our lives are indicative of the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, living like he said we should live. I thank him for his grace. Amen. It says, for what is, who wants to read that?
Glory for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall ever be with the Lord. And you know what? We're supposed to comfort one another with these words.
Praise the Lord. That is exactly what we're to do. But we still think about the grace of God.
Yes.
Grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we're here. Grace and mercy.
Amen.
And you know, the Bible talks about line upon line and precept upon precept.
Yes.
A little here and a little there. So the Holy Spirit will draw from different parts of the Bible, but the most important thing is that we want to thank God for his grace and his mercy.
Yes.
And looking for the blessed hope. There's a blessed hope. This
yes,
is why
the blessed hope.
Amen. This is why the Christian life should be indicative of the one that is coming back for us. Because we can't live any kind of way and say that we are waiting for the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
So true, Pastor.
The
so
Christian
true.
Life. I said the Christian life. There are folks that are living all kind of ways that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, but we are to be the example,
yes,
for those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. What do you think about that, Evangelist?
Pastor, you done told the truth. Guess what? In heaven, there's no sin.
No.
But guess what? God sent the sinless one, Jesus, down to earth to show you how to live this life, Pastor. Everything in heaven obeys the King. And as children of the Lord, we should be fear God and want to obey the King. But we're going to where he's at, Pastor. And guess what? We won't be out of place because we're obedient down here. We'll fall right in line up there, Pastor.
Amen. Praise God. And he said that he that loves me will keep my commandments.
Yes, Pastor.
Praise God. You will live according to what he said.
Yes.
Amen. But grace.
Ooh, his unmerited favor, Pastor.
Glory to God. And this is why, if we look at what Paul is telling Titus there, you know, he's not telling him that he's got to work for this grace. No, we are saved by grace.
Amen.
Through faith. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. For by grace are you saved through faith.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Say that again, Evangelist.
For by grace are we saved through faith. That not of ourselves, but of the gift of God, Pastor.
Amen.
Your Bible says that mm-hmm. for by grace are you saved. Then why don't we try to work for our salvation? It's grace.
Mm-hmm.
It's grace.
Yep.
The grace of God.
Yep.
The grace of God.
See, this is a yes, for by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of works. Praise
God.
It's
also a gift of God.
Can you imagine? It's a gift of God.
Yeah.
And Paul is telling Titus, and let's look at this thing very closely after our station ID. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Okay.
Well, thank you. We're back from the break. Praise the Lord. And we're talking about the grace of God, the Christian life, how we should live as a child of God.
Amen.
Now, the thing of it is that Paul was telling us also in Titus 3 there, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we have to, as children of God, think of ourselves in terms of where we were brought from,
mm-hmm.
what he has done for us, because it was Jesus that hung there on the cross of Calvary. He is the grace that we all look forward for him returning.
Amen.
Now, we know that in St. John 1 and verse 17, I don't know if one of the panel members here would want to, or the brethren would want to look at that, because the word of God tells us there that the law was given by Moses. Well, listen.
Grace and truth.
Somebody read it.
For the law
God.
Was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
All right, so he's grace,
mm-hmm.
and he is truth. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, he
grace.
Is.
He's grace and truth. He is the grace of God.
Amen.
Pastor, you can't do nothing without Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, nothing without the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God for his grace and his mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And
say it
we,
again, Pastor.
We should
grace
not
and mercy.
And his mercy. We should not walk around thinking that we are better than others. And as Paul has said in other verses of scripture, he said there that a man should not think of himself more highly than he ought to, but to think what? Soberly. Hey, I tell you, this grace here, listen, mm-hmm. when we realize what we have individually and
yes.
collectively,
yes.
we would understand that it was grace.
Mm-hmm.
It was grace that brought us.
Amen.
And it's going to be grace that's going to take us on.
And then guess what, Pastor? Not only is grace, but mercy followed right behind grace. Mercy followed behind grace. Pastor, and his mercies are new every morning. With that grace and mercy, Pastor, God couldn't have said it no better than what the scripture says, Pastor. Grace. For by grace. By his great grace, Pastor. And we can't point at nobody, Pastor, because guess what? while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. When we was out there doing our mess, he was still merciful to us.
Amen. Yes, it was just grace. Just grace. But why is it that we fail in many categories to think about the grace in which was extended to us? We didn't work for what we have. Sure, we climbed out of the same cesspool that others are still in.
Mm-hmm.
But grace is still available for them.
It'll never go nowhere, Pastor.
Grace. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for your grace.
We thank you for grace.
I didn't save myself. I couldn't save myself. I was a bona fide sinner.
Amen.
I couldn't save myself, but I thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus dropped the charges on me.
Oh,
glory to God.
Amen.
He dropped the charges.
Yes, Pastor.
Ooh, glory to God. He went to Calvary. I said he went to Calvary and the charges was dropped. Glory to God. He took it upon himself. Thank God. Oh, my God. Thank God for his grace.
Amen.
Jesus.
Great grace.
Thank God for his grace and his mercy. We didn't save ourselves.
No.
It was God that done it.
He picked us, Pastor. We didn't choose God. God chose us, Pastor.
We need to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
We praise the Lord. We thank God for everything.
Everything.
But I heard the word of God that Apostle Paul was telling Timothy in the third chapter. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Let's look at the third chapter in verse 5. Hallelujah. We must keep in mind, hallelujah, where we came from. When I shout and when I talk about the grace of God and his goodness, I know why I'm talking about grace.
Amen.
Who, Jesus? I know why I'm talking about, because I couldn't save myself.
No.
I couldn't save myself.
No, Pastor.
It had to be one that was without sin. Oh, I'm getting cranked. I'm getting
cranked up, Pastor.
In here now.
Baby. He was without
sin. My God,
sin,
this atmosphere here is changing.
Amen.
Around the studio here. Glory to God. Listen, I couldn't save myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God. And there are folks right now that are out there in that pool that the Lord saved me from.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They still have the grace of God.
Amen.
They can come and make a quality decision and say, Lord, I thank you. But when they realize what grace is, grace is the goodness of God that's given to undeserving people.
Yes.
Oh, I don't deserve what I have. My God, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. And every time I think about the goodness of God, and grace and mercy that he extended to me, my God, I look around and I said to myself, help me, Lord, that I will tell others about the grace of God.
Amen.
Grace teaches me individually to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts and to live soberly and righteously in this present world. Well, let me tell you something. It was grace. And grace is for those out there in Radio Land that don't even know the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You still have grace. Because we have received the grace does not mean that you have been denied grace because of the work that you're doing. God loves you as well.
Yes.
He extended grace to us all. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's look at this thing here, because a lot of us think that we're so high and mighty that we saved ourselves. But I want to tell you today, if you just read the word of God.
Amen.
You may be able to have all kinds of the accolades and things that are in your life. But let me tell you something. You climbed out of the same cesspool.
Yes.
Only by the grace of God.
Amen.
I said only by the grace of God. My Lord, my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul was telling telling Titus, glory to God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hallelujah. And Reverend Gloria, Minister Gloria.
Amen.
Would you read Titus 3 and verse 5?
But I would like to start at 3.
Well,
for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Disobedient.
Yes.
Deceived.
Yes.
Serving divers lusts and pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
Living in malice and envy,
mm-hmm.
hateful and hating one another.
Yes.
But after the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works, of righteousness, which we have done.
Go ahead.
But according to his mercy, he saved us.
Yes. Wait a minute, Uncle. Wait a minute. You got to read that again, because I want folks out there, we are all crying out to God. We all have received the grace of God. We love one another. The life that we should live is the Christian life, holy and righteous, only through and by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We can't be holy on our own.
Yes.
We cannot save ourselves. But a lot of folks feel that, well, they can look down on those that are out there in a terrible condition. But let me tell you something. Grace, I don't know how far grace is going. I don't know how long grace is going to be.
Amen.
I don't know what God. God is God's grace.
That's right.
I said it's God's grace.
Nobody
and
else.
And I've read other part of the Bible where grace was shortened, but it's in the hands of God.
Amen.
Yes.
God is the one that we get tired of what's going on. But right now, there's grace for us all.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes,
it is. I said grace.
Mm-hmm. And the grace.
And Mr. Glory, that fifth verse there says,
not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us.
Mm-hmm. We got to understand that according to his mercy, he saved us. According to his mercy.
Yes.
He saved us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to call on your name. I don't deserve it, but you gave me grace. Grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Lord Jesus. Every time I think about the grace of God, I think about the place that he pulled me from. Glory to God.
Amen.
Can you imagine for a moment? Let's look at this thing from an individual perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We all sitting at this panel here, this table here. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We know what we were doing in our lives.
Yes, Pastor.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
We know what was going on. But thank God for his grace.
Amen.
I said, thank God for his grace.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
He had grace on us when we didn't even think about it, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
There are folks that are doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But grace is still there.
Amen.
Still
grace
there.
And mercy.
Mm-hmm.
My God. Hallelujah.
Grace and mercy.
Apostle Paul is telling Titus that not by works of righteousness which we've done.
Mm-hmm.
My God, how can we be righteous when we need Jesus? Jesus is the only one that was righteous.
Amen.
Amen. Right standing.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one.
Glory to God.
Sorry,
hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Right standing.
Right.
We have the righteousness of God.
Yes.
But it's not because we wear a three-piece suit and say sweet words to folks that are sitting around listening. No, we have the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
The grace of God. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
Yes,
Jesus.
It is.
Mm-hmm. That's why I call on his name.
Amen.
That's why I tell him, I said, Lord, I just thank you.
Amen.
I just thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for grace.
For your grace.
Thank you for grace.
I didn't save myself. I couldn't work to do it.
None of us, Pastor.
It was the grace of God. Can you? I don't think we have the idea of the components of what grace represents. Jesus is grace.
Yes.
Hanging there on the cross of Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is love. Hanging there on the cross.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's the grace of God.
Amen.
Yes, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Too, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Mercy
the
was
righteousness
hanging on the cross there too, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
What has that been?
I said mercy was hanging on that cross too. When what we deserve, mercy said, I'll take your place. Grace said, I'm going to come before you, mercy.
Can you imagine for a moment if God was to judge us according to our sins?
We wouldn't be here, Pastor. We wouldn't be here. Wouldn't be no... There'd be microphones, but it wouldn't be nobody behind the microphones, Pastor.
Well, I'm looking for that great hope
Go ahead,
the
Pastor.
Brothers appearing, well, one day there won't be nobody around these microphones, but we'll be gone to glory with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Mr. Glory, you have something you want to say. Praise God.
I mean, I believe, yes, Jesus is grace, and he's going to definitely, he's long-suffering for all of us. But there's a time when he's going to turn you over to a reprobate mind if you continue staying all of these
when
things.
When you reject him, keep on rejecting him. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Well, you see, let's unpack that for a moment. You see, grace was for those in Romans 1 that you were talking about. Grace.
Exactly.
Grace of God is not short-sighted.
Nope.
Yes. Nor he's going to stop that in his own time.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
I said in his own time, God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our grace.
Mm-hmm.
It's God's grace. It's not our goodness.
Nope.
It's God's goodness.
Mm-hmm.
It's his unmerited favor.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he did something that he didn't have to do.
No. Mm-mm.
He didn't have to, Pastor. No. But he did.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We don't owe, we owe God, but God doesn't owe us.
Mm-hmm.
And those folks there in Romans 1 there,
mm-hmm.
listen, there's a period of time where everything is going on. We know that grace is still here.
Yes, it is.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
There was grace during the time of Noah and the flood.
That's right.
Yes.
That was grace.
Mm-hmm. It was. Mm-hmm.
I know that God, grace is in his own time.
Mm-hmm.
He shut the door with Noah.
That's right.
He sure
Noah
did.
Noah didn't shut the door. Mm-hmm. God did it.
That's right.
So it's God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
We can't take that responsibility. It's God's grace.
Amen.
We can read what it says there in Scripture, but let's look at this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Before the flood and when the flood took place, Noah was in the ark and God closed the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sure but there did. Was still grace.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I said there was still grace.
It was.
Glory to God.
He gave us 600 years of grace, Pastor, to get right. Noah building that ark, but they were too busy laughing, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
But God's grace was still there. Whether they receive it or not is another thing. The point I'm trying to say is that the Christian life,
mm-hmm.
yes.
we have to live according to the grace of God.
Yes. Amen.
In other words, not judging folks, not talking about people, tearing down people.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. Now, God shut the door with Noah.
Mm-hmm. Did.
All right, in Matthew 25, with mm-hmm. the five foolish and the five wise virgins,
shut the door.
What did God do?
Shut the door on the ones that was foolish.
Listen,
mm-hmm.
there was God's grace there.
Yeah.
Yes,
yep.
it was God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
It was God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stay away from the things in terms of just trying to mm-hmm. to say, well, God's gonna stop his grace.
Mm-mm.
No,
it's
no.
always there.
Grace is there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Grace was there for those folks that are in hell.
Amen. Sure was, Pastor. Before they went.
Yes, before they went. It was there before they went.
Yes.
You can't say God sent you to hell. No, Pastor, you sent yourself.
Exactly.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
And point a finger at God and say, you let me slip into eternity without your grace and your mercy.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to qualify is that grace is in the hands of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Because he did it with Noah.
Mm-hmm.
In Matthew 25, the five foolish and the five wise virgins,
yes.
it was God that shut that door.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I tell you, there's another time that's coming. The word of God through Apostle Paul says there that when the fullness of the Gentiles come
yes.
in, there's another door that's going to close. Let me tell you something. Grace is in the hands of God.
That's true.
Nobody but.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for his grace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but I tell you, as a child of God, I'm going to stay in this grace.
Amen.
And folks that don't know the grace that's extended to you out there and you walking and doing all kinds of things, carrying your own salvation in your own hand, thinking that you can save yourself, let me tell you something. Jesus loves you.
Yes.
And the grace of God is there for you.
Amen.
Don't wait
mm-hmm.
until the time come when the fullness
mm-hmm.
take place. God knows what he's going to do. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But God knows.
Amen.
But I know his grace is still good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And his grace is good for those out there that don't even know. Can you imagine for a moment? There are people that They just don't know about God's grace.
No.
And this is why the Christian life, how we live, should be able to show people the grace of God.
Yes.
There are people that did all kind of abominable things.
Yes.
But when they came to their senses,
yes,
and the Lord saved them, then they look back and say, wow, I could have been lost. I could have been cut off, but thank God for his grace. Oh, evangelist, let me tell you something. Thank God for his grace. We all are sitting around here. We can't look like we are so more holy than thou.
That's correct.
Listen, you didn't save yourself.
Nope.
I didn't save myself.
Amen,
it was Jesus. Glory to God. Through God's mercy. And if we meditate on Titus 3 and verse 5, I mean, meditate on it and just think about it. Say, well, listen, it was not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. According to his mercy,
he saved us.
Now, if he saved us, I can't save nobody. I can't save myself.
No.
He got to save you, Pastor.
But, Mr. Gloria, when you read the preceding verses in Titus 3, and I think it's 3rd and 4th verse, we all have done things that were foolish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sure we have.
But kindness and love.
But what?
After the kindness and love of God, our Savior, to a man appeared.
After the kindness and the love
of God.
Of God,
our Savior,
toward appeared men. To men. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Sure is something, Pastor. This word, every time you get into this word, he show you something else, Pastor. I mean, he show you about ourselves. Because when we read individually, the word is the cleansing agent, Pastor. It lets you see where you messing up and where you living right. Choose ye this day whom ye shall serve. Serve the Lord, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. But the grace of God that brings salvation. The grace of God that brings salvation.
Salvation is a package deal, Pastor.
The grace of God.
The grace of God.
That brings salvation has appeared to all men. Where did he appear? At Calvary's cross.
That's right.
Good God Almighty. Grace.
Thank the Lord for the cross, Pastor.
Grace and mercy.
Took him to the cross, Pastor.
We don't know how bad sin is. We don't have no right to judge anyone.
We don't.
Because of sin.
We're not a judge.
But I tell you how bad sin is. Sin is so bad until all we need to do is look back there at Calvary. That's how bad sin is. And it took the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how bad sin is.
Yes.
When we look at what he went through there on Calvary's cross.
He defeated sin.
Sin, that's what he died for.
Yes.
He didn't die so you can speak in tongues. Only. That's a product, byproduct. But the most important thing is that he died for your sins.
Yes.
All of them, Pastor.
He took the wrath of God for you and I.
Yes.
This is why this thing is so good. Because in Isaiah 53 in verse 6, I think it's somewhere around there where... the word of God tells us, listen, Jesus took God's wrath for us.
Oh, yes.
Thank God for his grace. I say, thank God for his grace.
Amen.
Somebody read that. I thank God for his grace.
Isaiah 15.
He went to hell so that I wouldn't have to go. Thank God for his grace.
Amen.
Isaiah 53, verse 6.
I mean, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
The Lord. The Lord, Jehovah, laid the iniquities of us all on Jesus. Jesus took the wrath of God. Now, I said that Jesus went to hell. Let me clarify that. I'm talking in terms of paradise. There were two compartments of of the Hadean world. There was the burning side, and then there was a side where the saints of old were. That's where Jesus went.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I want to make myself clear there, because there's some teaching going around saying Jesus went into hell and was fighting and all kind of that's not the scripture that
that's not the
way I understand this.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole idea is that thank God for His grace.
Amen.
Thank God for His grace.
Mm-hmm.
He took the wrath of God for us all.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And He never said a word, Pastor.
Nope.
He's like a lamb.
Yep. That's what it says.
He was afflicted.
Mm-hmm.
He was oppressed and he was afflicted.
Yep.
Yet he opened not his mouth. Pastor, now y'all put me on that cross.
You're going to ask for your attorney, huh?
And Pastor, I said, you wait till I come down off this cross because you know I'm going to get you. No, Pastor.
Whatever we be going through, we try to think of ourselves, but he never thought about himself.
Never.
He
just
stayed there. This is grace. Grace of God. So to stay in line with the text that we're talking about is that as the Christian life.
Amen.
You know, this is why we are written epistles amongst men.
That's right.
People are reading our lifestyle, how
Amen,
we are living.
Pastor.
And some of us, we have become stumbling blocks to people.
Because we're living like the world, Pastor.
We are one.
Well, some living like the world. Mm-hmm. Not we, Pastor. Excuse
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
But we should allow the lifestyle of Christ to be seen in our lives. That's all of us.
Yes.
Doesn't matter how many collars you have around your neck or how many degrees. You can have more degrees than a thermometer, but if you're not living what
yes,
the
Pastor.
Word of God says
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
through the lifestyle and what Christ has done. You know, it's hard to try and live this thing in the flesh.
Mm.
You have people trying to live the Christian lifestyle in the flesh. It's
the
impossible.
Jews couldn't even, the high priest couldn't live it in the flesh, Pastor. That's why Jesus became the great high priest.
You see, the thing is that he satisfied everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
Yeah, he satisfied everything. And I thank God I received that grace.
Mm-hmm.
And when every time
thank
there's something that don't look right, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Lord,
Amen.
Bridle my tongue.
Mm-hmm. He that keep his mouth and tongue, keep his soul from trouble, Pastor.
Yes,
that's the word.
That's what the word of God says.
Mm-hmm. Imagine if Jesus had to come back every Easter and go to the cross, Pastor, because he said, grace is going back up there again.
You know, that is the funny thing there. You know, so many people and what happened. Like I said, there's still grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's still grace. If they're there putting him in the tomb, there's still grace.
Still the grace, Pastor. And that's still grace.
But and each person, the ones that are called of God, preaches the word of God. So the whole thing is that if God leads a person to preach every year about this, listen, there's grace.
Amen.
For that. Mm-hmm. But see, I believe that once he left the tomb.
Yes. He left it.
Mm-hmm.
The tomb is empty.
Mm-hmm.
It is, Pastor. Still empty.
The stone has been rolled away.
Amen.
And Jesus is risen.
Amen.
So
Amen.
That's my point of view there. But thank God for his grace.
Amen.
And I have to keep my mouth shut in terms of whatever somebody else is saying.
And that's
if it
so
may
true,
not line
Pastor.
Up with what I feel that the Holy Spirit is leading me to minister on, I thank God for the grace.
Amen.
I thank God for the grace. At least they are preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So, true,
Amen. So we have to look at this thing, the Christian lifestyle, how we should live.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's right.
How we should live.
We're open that book before the world, Pastor.
The one that are born again. How we should live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and Paul, to wrap this up here, Apostle Paul said there that, you know, that grace teaches us something.
Yes,
it teaches us to deny ungodliness. As a child of God, we are to deny ungodliness and worldly lust.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's what he said there.
The word says
and
that.
We are to live soberly
mm-hmm.
and righteously in this present world,
mm-hmm.
looking for the appearing of our great and glorious and mighty and wonderful and matchless Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I put some of that in there, but the thing of it is that looking for the Lord Jesus Christ, the blessed hope, that is our hope.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
That is our hope.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God for his grace. Praise God. Well, we want to look at, thank God for everything that he's done and the grace that he's extended to us all.
Amen.
And you out there in Radio Land, the Lord Jesus Christ loves you.
Amen.
And grace has been extended not only to us that's behind these microphones, but grace has been extended to us all. And we just want to tell you that grace loves you. He died for you.
Amen.
To give his life to you.
Amen.
That he might live his life through you.
Amen.
Thank God for his grace. And even those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to extend an invitation this last minute that we have to tell you that come out of the rain. Come out of the rain and come in to the Ark of the Covenant,
which is
the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise
Mr. Lord, you want to tell them right quickly, please?
But what saith it? The Lord, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Now, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And remember this, whosoever,
amen,
shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
That's the word.
By faith.
That's the word.
And I just want to tell you, grace has brought us this far, and grace of God will take us on. God bless you all out there.
God bless you.
In Radio Land, it's my prayer.
You've been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida, 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.